Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or you're catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And if you're tuning in, whenever you're tuning in, I like to think you're here for a reason. I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, makes you laugh maybe, and helps you move forward. We have talked a lot about the transformative energy of 2012. And it's true that in times of change, we can get really attached to knowing what's going to happen next. We get scared, right? There's change coming. We don't know what to expect. We want to know what will happen next. Well, did you know that obsessing about the future, putting too much emphasis on that, can prevent you from discovering what you should be doing now to manifest your dreams? My guest today is intuitive counselor and life strategist Colette Baron-Reed, and she's going to help you learn how to manifest your dreams by living in the present. We're going to also be doing something a little bit different today. At the 30-minute mark, when we get to the bottom of the hour, we're going to open the phones to take your calls. We're going to do a little bit different thing. We're going to do a little double reading action. You can call 1-800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Colette and I will do little lightning quick mini readings on the air. And so if you want to get in on this kind of rare and unusual opportunity, go ahead and call 800-930-2819. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour. Now, before I bring Colette on the air, I want to ask you to visit fogcitypsychic.com to take a look around my little internet world. You can book a reading with me, take a class, connect with some guided meditation, sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter. fogcitypsychic.com is the place to do it. Oh, and hey, the Out of the Fog Salon is this Saturday at 3 Eastern. That is the online gallery reading where everyone gets a reading and we all have fun in the process. There are 3 seats left for Saturday, and all you need is a phone to join the fun. So fogcitypsychic.com for details. And you guys know I love to give stuff away, right? Do you want to win a seat in the salon? You do? Oh, good. Well, here's all you have to do. Send me an email, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com. Tell me your favorite way of staying in the present moment. I'll pick a winner at random from the entries, and I'll email you Thursday evening if you're the lucky winner. You'll get a free seat in Saturday's online gallery reading. Just email me, Karen, at fogcitypsychic.com. Let me know how you stay in the present moment, and you'll be entered to win. And now, Colette Baron-Reed is an internationally renowned intuitive counselor, educator, and best-selling author who helps others recognize and connect with their own intuition, potential, and purpose. A powerful motivational speaker, charismatic broadcast personality, and acclaimed performer, storyteller, and recording artist, Colette uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower clients to live a life that is awake and authentic, and to create a reality that is spiritual, deliberate, and meaningful. She wrote the best-selling books Messages from Spirit and Remembering the Future, and her latest book, The Map, Finding the Magic and Meaning in the Story of Your Life, invites you to enter a journey into your inner landscape and meet the imaginary beings that hold the keys to the wisdom hidden in your subconscious. Awesome book, by the way. You can find out more about Colette and her work at colettebaronreed.com. Colette, welcome to Out of the Fog.
You are so articulate. I babble away on my radio show. I'm like, hi, everybody, here we are. And half the time I've forgotten where I am. And you're just like right on the money. I'm listening to you going, man, she can speak.
Well, it brings me joy. It can also get me into trouble, you know, because sometimes if you're not on the air, people don't want you to come right up and start speaking to them like that. They may say, go away, speak somewhere else. So.
Oh, well, you know, what can I tell you? You're anyway, I'm happy to be here. I love
Thank
your
you.
Show.
And
I
Thanks.
Now, can I ask you, why are you called Fog City?
Well, back when I started doing this work, I was in San Francisco, California.
Oh,
and so I called myself the Fog City Psychic because not only because I help lead people out of the fog, but because that had so much resonance with San Francisco, right? The Fog City. And in 2009, I relocated to southeastern Michigan, but I just couldn't bring myself to give up that name.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like going, is there fog in Michigan? I don't know about.
Well, I haven't watched the windows in a while, and so when you try to look out, it is kind of foggy.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Do I need a different name?
No, it's great. I just say it was just, I'm glad you explained it. It makes you wonder. Ooh, Fog City Psychic. It's a cool name, actually.
It's mysterious.
Definitely a cool name. And you'll want to know, what is that? You know, what is that? So you'll definitely get people wanting to talk to you.
Oh, well, that's good.
Most definitely. Yes, dear.
Tell us a little bit about you and how you came to be a motivational speaker and intuitive counselor. Your personal story is a fascinating one, and so you tell me.
And it's so boring to me, but anyway. Okay, so how did I get here? Well, reluctantly, I will say, actually, because it was never my plan. It certainly wasn't the goal growing up. Like, oh, wow, I want to be a psychic, or I want to, you know, I actually wanted to be a recording artist, and that's all I wanted to be. It was my only interest was music and the entertainment industry, and ever since I can remember, but also ever since I could remember, I had another consistent experience where I had an aptitude for knowing things that I should not. Because I had an inordinate ability to tap into the invisible. And now that said, it was not, you know, I didn't grow up in an environment where like, hey, wow, our kid can see spirits. It's that wasn't it at all. My parents wanted me to be a lawyer. I went to a private school, a girls' school. My parents were well-to-do. Their education was their number one priority. And even though the gift runs in my... And I kind of only say it as it's not really a gift, but I'll just say that's what people consider it. So, mm-hmm. But my dad was incredibly psychic, and my mother, you know, it just runs in the family. Anyway, so just fast forward. So I had an experience when I was 19, and I was gang-raped, and I had a near-death experience, even though I was awake, and I wasn't dying, and nobody was trying to kill me, although, you know, I mean, it was just a very devastating, violent experience that that split my psyche. Really, I had a psychotic break, if you will, and I hovered in a corner of a ceiling, and I looked down, and I just knew stories about these guys, and things that were later confirmed when I talked to mutual friends, because these were guys we knew, et cetera. And I didn't fight because I was too scared, because it was a bunch of them. And so they would never today call it a rape, but it was definitely a rape. So I went on a spiral after that, you know, of really just wanting to die. But what happened was, you know, two things went on. I really became a drug addict after that, and an alcoholic. But at the same time, I had this aptitude now that I could at will just kind of step beside myself and connect. Now, until I got clean and sober when I was 27, I'm 50, I'll be 54 this year, so almost half my life ago. Just fast forward to that, and I had a spiritual awakening, and 2 years in, 2 years after that, I was sober and clean and living a really spiritual life, and I was really not interested in this at all, but I was it was the 80s, and Marianne Williamson's book came out, and there was Louise Hay's book came out. So I was really a consumer of all the new metaphysical teachings and new thought teachings and Unity Church, et cetera. So I really threw myself into that. And to have a day, my day job, I needed a day job because I was pursuing music at the same time as living this life that where I was studying all these things. So I certified as an aromatherapist. And it was brand new in Canada at the time. I'm Canadian. And, like, nobody had it, so it was a really cool thing to know. But as soon as I started touching people, I would just be able to tell stories about them. I'd close my eyes and put my hands on their back, and the next thing you know, I'm telling them the name of their stepfather and who molested them when they were eight and blah, 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 blah. And don't do what I do, but here's the bottom line is they started telling their friends, and very few people wanted me to touch them. They wanted me to talk to them. After that, so my career as an aromatherapist went bye-bye, and I started doing readings. And how I started doing readings, even though I was very familiar with the tarot because but in my teens I was really fascinated with the occult and divination, etc. So I studied a lot of that, but it was more, you know, because it was spooky and cool, but nothing that I thought I really had a gift. I was totally a maniac back then. But here at this point, I developed a system where people would smell aromatherapy oils and then basically say yes, no, maybe to me. And then I would just sort of, you know, let them tell me yes, no, maybe. And the next thing you know, I was able to tell them all these things. But I realized actually today I could probably read your shoe, but that's not the point. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I didn't know what psychometry was at that point, but I just didn't realize that but anyway, bottom line is, here's what happened. So I then decided to add the tarot into that too. Why not? I know how to do that. So I thought, oh, that's interesting. And then I started recognizing that there was a pattern in people's histories, and I could just sense all the way we create reality through my experience with these clients. So I decided I would study some more because I've experienced something and then I go learn about it. So right, I kind of immersed myself in Jungian psychology. Ooh. Even though I didn't get my degree, I wanted to know how does this work? How does synchronicity work? How does consciousness actually work?
So Colette, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm so sorry because we're going into the break, but when
already?
We're picking up with creating reality, with Jungian psychology, with touching people's shoes and getting readings. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest today is intuitive counselor and life strategist Colette Baron-Reed. She's the author of the new book, The Map, Finding the Magic and Meaning in the Story of Your Life. You can find out more about Colette and her work at ColetteBaron-Reed.com. And at the bottom of the hour, after this segment, when you get to the bottom of the hour, Colette and I are going to be taking your calls for readings. We're going to double team it. And so if you call in, you can get a lightning quick read from me and from Colette. The number to call is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Okay, that is going to be a ton of fun. Colette, are you back with me?
I sure am. I was just watching
hello.
Joan Rivers.
So we were talking, your new book, The Map, helps people find meaning and magic in the story of their life, where they are right now. And you were talking a little bit about how you were realizing, as you told me a little bit of the story of your life, how you were realizing that you had the power to see how people were creating their own reality. Can you can you kind of tie that into your book? Because it's a great book.
Because it's actually when I started the kind of education that I have, you know, where I started questioning, I'm not a purist. When I said I started studying Jung, Jung was one of the first people to, reputable people to put the concept of synchronicity. He coined the term with the I Ching, with divination and the subconscious versus the collective unconscious. So all of that was brought to light by him, and I needed to know why I could see what I was seeing and why people were creating the reality that they were. And again, I just want to sum that up as, I've been doing readings now for 23 years. I've read over 34,000 individual people, and I've been in front of close to 200,000 people when I was touring. So,
golly.
I mean, I used to tell people, I don't really do this. I'm really a singer. And that kind of went, oh, yeah, really? Okay. So the book, The Map, came, it's my third book with Hay House, Inc., and The map is actually the culmination of everything that I believe that I have experienced from the side of the table as the intuitive and knowing what I know about Jung's ideas with collective unconscious and synchronicity and Joseph Campbell's work of the hero's journey and the voice dialogue by Helen Cedar Stone. Those are my three main influences for this body of work, because the book is actually now published in 22 languages and is the foundation of my two coaching institute, but I'll tell you that in a second.
Ooh.
So the map was about, I said, well, you know, if the hero has 1,000 phases, since we're all on this journey, and since I see this with every client that I ever talk to, we're all having these archetypal experiences. All of us are having archetypal experiences. And everybody else had written books on like Carolyn Mace, on sacred contracts, or using astrology as this, you know, the contract that we have. But nobody ever talked about the environment. And since environment is such a big, big deal with us right now, the environment of the earth, because we've lost touch with the earth, I started thinking about that. So I said, if the hero has 1,000 faces and he's on a journey, and the hero is us, and we're having the archetypal experience on the journey, would we not also have to travel through 1,000 archetypal places? And if we were to see our internal experience as a series of landscapes that we visit and that we go back to and we revisit, or where our patterns are in these symbolic landscapes, what would happen to us if we addressed that, if we addressed our inner world that way? What could come out of that? So, and some profound things could come out of it. One, it helps us neutralize any kind of anxiety or reactivity and brings us right into the power of the present moment. And so even though I've made my living making predictions and then recently in the past 5 years talking to dead people too and pets, hey, that's a whole other story. But, I realized that I was onto something and that if I could then give people an opportunity in a simple form as I can, because it's really kind of dense intellectual material, if I could find a really easy way to get people to experience themselves through a different lens and see themselves through a different pair of glasses, using these like a folk tale-ish type of template, which the map is. So it draws from the ideas that were pre-psychology, which is really folk tales and fairy tales. That when, and so I created these characters, the goblin, the bone collector, the gentle gardener. You really have to read the book to get it. And anyway, so it then became a bestseller. Went to this number one bestseller for only 2-3 days, but what the heck, I took pictures. but it's now published in 22 languages, and it's really making a profound effect on people. And then I created an entire professional certification program, which teach coaches. I actually train now intuitive coaches, and I own the trademark name for intuitive coach, FYI. So anybody calling themselves intuitive coach, unless you're with me, you're not one. and I'm training them in this very, very specific right brain creative exercise. It's a process, and also training people how to use oracle cards as a conversation piece, not to predict anything, but to look at deeper layers of that. Because a human being cannot calculate and analyze everything. We don't have access to information. It's all stored in the lower layers of the mind or the deeper layers of the mind. And in order to bring that forward, we need metaphors. We need a way in there. We need an intuition and imagination. And so the book is based on that, and my entire coaching institute is based on that.
Wow.
So that's what I'm doing now, is I'm training professional coaches. I'm helping people have careers. We're putting, we're helping. I started an institute that's just amazing. So, and we're actually just starting our next module people can join, which is called Divination Dynamics Certified Intuitive Coach. So people can come just for this one module where they're certified in coaching with oracle cards. It's a divination technique where we talk about intuition and the synchronous order, this like how you actually activate synchronicities and the much deeper understanding of this particular system of oracle cards that I've created. So coaches, therapists, business consultants can all come and learn this technique. And I teach a dialogue process with the cards that no one else has done, because it is a trademark process. So that starts April 5th. I'm so excited about this. Readings are great, but they are boring.
What's the website for the Coaching Institute?
Yes, it's masterintuitivecoachinstitute.com.
Great.
Masterintuitivecoachinstitute.com. It's a transformational integrative coaching method that I am training, and we have a whole grad support afterwards. We have a website that will help promote the coaches. So my goal is to create very successful coaches who will then have very successful businesses, who will then help other people be very successful and empowered. So we're really empowerment practitioners.
Right. One of the things that I like so much about the book is that it's very layered. It isn't, although it does have that kind of folktale interface, it's not in a simple way at all. Because as you begin to read through this book, you see the layers of meaning in all these different segments. And I love that you now are kind of taking those layers and making it available to people who want to take their journey and use it to help other people, as, of course, you doing yourself.
Oh, my God. And it's amazing to see the changes in people. I mean, this is a very, very rapid process. I mean, you can move from stressed out of your mind to calm within less than 2 minutes with my process. And then having a completely different perspective or perception of what's going on in your life at any given moment if you just learn to use this process. And it works. It absolutely works. And that's why, I mean, the quality of the coaches that I'm attracting right now, too, I have two professors, I've got a couple of doctors. And I mean, it's amazing the kind of people who are now signing up for this that are really interested in using this in their professions already, and a few people who have never been coaches that have signed up. So we're new still. We're just starting out again with the next module, as I said. So we have limited in who we can take. So we're not taking just anybody who wants to join. We're really looking for people who are serious about having a successful business as well as helping other people too. So there's more to this. So this is about showing how holistic practitioners can do well also, you know, and we do well and we help other people do well, and I've done well and I want to help others do well too.
Yeah. And that's how we take over the world. That's my plan for world domination.
That's right, baby. Let's move that fog and let's just let there be light.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it's about. That's what the transformation is about, right?
It is.
The light, accessing your truth, and then helping other people, giving other people a leg up. This thing where we fight against each other like crazy people, we can't do any more of that. Now, we're getting ready to go to a break. And when we come back, Colette Baron Reed and I are going to be doing lightning fast readings on the air. And we're talking lightning fast. So, I mean, one question, I'm going to hit you with what I get. Colette's going to hit you with what she's got. And then
we'll talk about you behind your back on the air.
We will. We'll be whispering and laughing and kind of sniggering. No.
We're going to do good things. We're going to talk about how fabulous you are. No, we're not going to say bad things. No. Oh my God, that's somebody else's show.
Oh, you're right. I got the wrong show.
We're not on the right. That's not my show or your show. That's for somebody else. That's Joan Rivers.
Oh, that's who that was. You're right.
What? We're both. She's on TV right now. That's why we said that. Because it's not. Yeah, it's because of Joan Rivers.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're Joan Rivers, please don't call in. Everyone else, you can call in. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back. Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann Taylor.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Did you hear it through the grapevine? Colette Baron Reed and I are taking over the world, and it starts now because we're going to take your calls and do lightning fast readings during this segment of the show. Colette is an intuitive counselor, a life strategist. Her latest book is The Map. Go buy this now, would you please, while you're waiting on hold? The Map, finding the magic and meaning and the story of your life. And if you head over to MasterIntuitiveCoachInstitute.com, you can find out about the coaching program that Colette has come up with to help people become certified intuitive coaches, to take your journey and your experience and turn that into something that can then help other people as well. So Colette, are you ready to begin to take over the world one reading at a time?
You are so cool.
Well, thank you. I have more confidence
now. Let's do it together. Let's take the... You're very funny.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's go to our first caller. This is Beth from Montana. And Beth, you're on the air with Karen and Colette. Hello. Beth, are you there? Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Can you hear us?
Beth.
Well, she should be there, but I guess she can't hear us.
Hello? She dozed off.
Hi,
Beth.
Beth? Yes.
Hi, guys. How are you guys?
We're good. Thanks. Is there a question that Colette and I can look at for you today?
Well, I'm going to be real quick. About 3 years ago, Colette, I talked to you on Hay House.
Okay.
And you told me, I was telling you, wondering if I was going to change careers. And you said, yeah, I see you in working in hospice and doing Reiki. And not a half hour after I talked with you, I went over to the post office, got the paper, and my job was in the paper. And I work for, I'm a CNA for hospice and home care. And I don't think I would have gone for that had I not talked to you. So I thank you for that. And I thank you.
That makes me want to cry. I love it.
Well, and I guess one thing I would like to know is if my job is going to evolve. I'm a CNA for them, and I'm 57 years old, and it's really hard physically. Mentally, I love it. But I want to go somewhere else with it, and I wonder if you see that possibly happening there.
Can I jump in first?
Please do jump in first.
Yeah. I'm actually getting you as a counselor. I don't know what a CNA is. What's a CNA?
It's a certified nurse's assistant. I'm the one that just cleans them up and gives them baths. And
No. You're going to do the talking now. Okay. No, I'm actually seeing you more as in the counseling side of things. So I don't feel that you're doing that. And I feel like you're going to be working very strongly with the families. I see you talking to families. So maybe it's, and I keep picking up, I keep thinking about Elizabeth Kubler-Ross for some reason. So it's just a different, you take what you do and add the counseling or the and it's not grief counseling. It's more about how to help people die.
Yeah. I want to help the families, like, before their people pass over and help the people pass over. I really, that's where my heart is.
So you're like a death midwife, you know? It's like that's what I see you doing, and it's not going to be that difficult, but I do see you having to take some kind of a course. I'm going to pass it over to Karen now and give you a big hug.
Yeah, and Colette, I agree with you about maybe is that Beth's going to be getting a little more education. I'm guided to say, Beth, that this is education that really does, you don't slog through it. This is stuff that really, really piques your interest. When you talk about the physical strain, the strain on your physical body, I'm being guided to say one thing that may be making it harder. I feel like you're carrying a lot of, you go into it thinking this is going to be really hard. You carry that tension, and then it is really physically hard, right? It's harder than it needs to be. Really connect with yourself before you go into work and ask your guides to make this as not hard on your physical body as they can for you. The other thing is that as things change, my sense is that you make a natural transition. There isn't a giant break where today I'm a CNA and then like a year and a half later I'm the counselor. Your transition seems to come naturally. It just flows for you, which is really nice. And I think that you're going to find yourself as you're working as a counselor, you're going to be using your kind of natural intuitive gifts as well to sort of see the questions behind the questions, address the issues that are coming up as sort of before the people ask them almost. And it's part of why you're going to be so successful. You're doing good work. You know that, right? You're putting a lot of light out there.
Yeah.
You rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Beth.
There's a lot of life in the world.
Hmm? Was that helpful stuff?
Oh my gosh, you guys are so great. And Karen, I'm going to be taking your course in April. And I
Yes, you are. I'll see you in April, baby. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
And our next caller, we're going to go zipping right into it. Our next caller is Cisco from Oregon. And Cisco, you are on the air with Colette and Karen. Hello.
Well, hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
This is so weird because I was going to listen later with Meg, Colette. And I went to your website. And it's just been serendipitous all day long. Anyhow, so I went through the exact same thing as what you're talking about on this show.
Wow.
I went through doing cards, asking a question, following it through the karma thread of past lives. It was just so cool. Anyhow.
Nice. Very cool.
Is there a question?
What's your question, hon?
Well, I want to know where I'm going because I'm going somewhere.
Okay. Where do you live?
In Coquille, Oregon.
Oh, you're in Oregon. Okay, you're in Oregon. Can I just ask what you do right now? Because I'm getting a bit confused. I'm not able to get a clear connection to you.
Oh, that is so good, because that's the confusion. I do.
Oh, because you don't know either. Well, let me just jump in. Is that okay, Karen, if I
of
go
course.
First? Okay.
Yep.
So here's a couple of things that you have going for you already. I mean, you love to help people. Actually, have you gained quite a bit of weight?
No.
Oh, has your a good friend? Why am I picking up being weighted? Weighted. Wait. A lot of weight.
Avocado bacon sandwich.
No. No. Would you say that you have a tendency to pick up the weight of the world? Would you say that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, because I want to say...
Mystery. It's all because of the mystery and figuring out the puzzle. Always trying to... out the puzzle.
Okay, because you have a natural... Well, here's why I thought you were overweight, because you're highly clairsentient. And a clairsentient can tend to put on weight, but that's not it. So I'm going to say that you need to be in a profession where you'll use your intuition. And I'm going to say it's a profession because you need structure and you don't have that. So why I couldn't really get a real grip on you. You don't like structure. You're very creative, but actually you're allergic to authority too. So that would you have to do something on your own. But you were born to help other people, and that sounds like a very cliche thing for me to say. But now more than ever, your life experience has afforded you a lot of wisdom, and it is time for you to be able to bring that wisdom that you have accumulated through your own life experience into the lives of others. So you're in a crone, you're kind of in the crone cycle now, where it's time for you to become that wise woman and embody the wise woman archetype and act again similar, as we told the other caller, not to work with hospice, but work as a coach, a counselor, as somebody who is able to impart advice and insight, because you are naturally gifted to this. Would you say that makes sense to you?
Yeah.
You just don't want to do that, huh?
I just like to figure out the puzzle. Things are coming to me on some kind of different level, and huh? I'm just real curious about it. But there's, I'm an artist, and I've a little bit of everything. So, but that's not sustainable. And
no,
I don't know.
But your creativity can be something that you do while you help other people. And the fact that, I love that you keep saying, I just want to figure out the puzzle. Like, for example, and I'm not soliciting you to come and join my coaching institute, but that's actually what we're doing in Divination Dynamics, my next module. It's an online module starting April 5th. And we learn in a coaching language how to actually unravel someone's puzzle, and find the pieces of the story that are unable, that the person cannot see with the analytical and logical mind. And that's a way of problem solving. So what you need is at least some form of the way that you can express that, what you just said. It doesn't have to be with my institute. It could be with anybody's. But being able to have a structured business where you are helping people, being paid for it so you can do your art.
And yeah. Cisco, we're coming right up to the break.
Oh, and thank you. What does Karen have to say? Nothing?
I'll tell you, Cisco, you can hang up, but keep listening because I'll tell you when we come back. You're listening to Out of the Fog, and we'll be right back.
All righty.
Bonum Selecta.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your
reading today.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Wouldn't it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest today is Colette Baron-Reed. We're talking about her new book, The Map. We're talking about our plan to take over the world by doing readings for people and helping them solve the puzzle of their lives or help them live into the puzzle of their lives. And we're talking about the new intuitive coaching program that Colette's putting together. You can go to MasterIntuitiveCoachInstitute.com, MasterIntuitiveCoachInstitute.com to find more out about that program. ColetteBaronReed.com is where you find out all about Colette and the 10 million things you're doing. You're doing a cruise, right? You're going to be at Celebrate.
Oh, yeah. Dougal Fraser. Dougal Fraser is also on Transformation Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
He's like my little brother. I love him. So him and I, yeah, we're going to have a hoot. Honestly, he is going to be so much fun to go traveling with, and we're doing lectures on it anyway. But you know, and then, of course, I'm doing readings. I'm delivering a book. I just did a vampire oracle for PC Cast House of Night series. So that's going to come out. And, of course, my main focus right now is certifying professional intuitive coaches.
Wow. So you have a lot of spare time. I mean, really, you're just not doing much.
I ride a Harley Davidson in my spare time. My spare time, I ride a motorcycle. That's what I do. I'm a biker chick now. What can I do?
That is very, very cool. I'm worried that when I meet you in person, I may not be cool enough to be your friend because
stop that. You're already my friend.
Yay. I stand back from the Harley Davidson in fear. I have a little, like a regular no-speed bicycle, you know, a girl bike, and it has a little pink on it. That's what I have. So I'm no match.
Well, my motorcycle name is Ruby.
Ruby.
Ruby, yep. Nice. Ruby-licious. Ruby-licious, yep. She's a beautiful bike, and it was something I was terrified to do, and I wanted to do it, so I did it, and I'm really proud. I was the worst one in the class. I cried all my way through motorcycle school and didn't think I could do it, and I did it, and I'm so proud of myself, and now I am a happy camper.
Wow.
So I don't really have spare time, you're right, and I do have a husband and two small, tiny dogs, which, by the way, the entire show, you know what I've been doing? I've been giving my little dog a haircut.
You're a multitasker as well.
See, if we were on a webcam, you would have seen my little Pomeranian was getting a haircut while I was talking. So I'm a multitasker. What can I say? I do readings and cut hair, you know, and pet hair at the same time.
Pet hair. Pet grooming and
pet grooming and dead people, yes. Mind you, we haven't done any of that. So that was fun.
Well, before the break, we were talking with Cisco, and Cisco was asking.
Yeah, you want to finish up with Cisco. We want to talk to Cisco still.
I just wanted to say to Cisco, and you were saying this is kind of like going to motorcycle school and crying all the way through motorcycle school. What came up for me around Cisco about that wanting to know the answer to the puzzle, see that there really is no answer to the puzzle. It's about living it. It's about being in the puzzle, about being the puzzle, right? Staying in the present moment. Like we've been talking about and like Colette talks about in her book, staying in the present moment and living your life as you're experiencing it now, That's where the opportunity comes. That's where the intuitive flow begins. That's where it is. That's where the magic is, Cisco. Not in looking for the answer or reaching ahead. It's in being where you are right now, and that makes everything so much clearer. If you tried to create art with half of your mind in the past and half of your mind in the future, what you created might be kind of stunted and strange. But when you create, as you know, with your full, when you're fully present with what you're doing, when you're fully open to what can come through you, then bam, that's where you've got it. And so I just wanted to step in and say that because that just came through really clearly for you, Cisco. You've got a tremendous amount of creative power, and however you choose to use it, you're going to do a great job. I know that you don't like authority very much, but see, there's a difference between like boundaries and structure and authority, right? So you can set boundaries for yourself so you don't have to carry the weight of the world and still not have anybody be the boss of you, okay? So that's what I wanted to just say to Cisco to kind of finish this up. Does that seem right to you, Colette?
Oh, my God, yeah. But you know what's really interesting? I thought what she was missing out of that whole reading was that's a way for her to make a living is because she always wants to find what the puzzle is. And that's what I was saying she would do for a living for other people. Because she's interested in finding out how all the different, you know, where, how does the puzzle fit? So that's what I actually thought she would end up doing professionally for other people, too.
Yeah. Very, very cool.
Isn't that neat?
Yes. And now
Sebastian,
I'm looking at...
come here. Sorry. My dog's name is Sebastian, and he's now crawling because he knows that, thanks, baby mummy's on the radio.
Oh.
My dog is the cutest. I'm in love. He is a little tiny Pomeranian. He always does fun things when I'm on the radio, like poop or something. But he's this 3.5-pound teacup Pomeranian that's half bald, and I have to put this special cream on him. So I have to cut his hair down, and he's just my little shadow, and he's so cute.
Oh,
and it's
my
his birthday
goodness.
Tomorrow.
Now, a regular feature, not so much of this show, but of my Tuesday night show on Blog Talk Radio, is Pepper the Psychic Puppy. And Pepper has the unfortunate tendency to bark loudly at anything or nothing as soon as
You have a dog named Pepper?
I do. Yeah.
Pepper, what kind of breed?
She is a Black Lab Jack Russell mix.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
So she's super intelligent and super energetic, right?
Oh, you got to do stuff with her.
Oh yes you do. And if you don't, she'll make sure that, you know, she'll make you do stuff with her. She loves the ball. She loves barking obsessively when I'm on the radio. All kinds of stuff. Now, I'm seeing as we get down to the end of our time here, this went way too fast. I'm trying to get Chris to give me an 8-hour show, and he just won't.
I know. I tell you, it's like, you know, and especially when it's fun, like it feels like we've been, you know, talking like girlfriends and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I love your callers, and it's been really super great, and thank you for letting me cut my dog's hair while I talk to him here. But anyway, if anybody is interested, I do want to shout this out. If you are interested in being a coach, but you want to do something a little different than the typical life coach, and you're interested in being part of a really, really, really phenomenal community of coaches where there's a lot of grad support and we teach you how to run a business and how to have a really successful business, check it out. The next module you could sign up for is April 5th. It's Divination Dynamics, where we teach you how to use Oracle cards as a coaching conversation. But there's more than that. There's wealth energetics. There's weight release energetics for health coaches. There's relationship coaching under Heart Dynamics. And you can also become a master intuitive coach as well, too, or certify in any one of the modules. And you can check out MasterIntuitiveCoachInstitute.com or contact Kim at MasterIntuitiveCoach.com. And I actually coach and mentor as well, too. So, you know, we do have a wait list, but if you're interested in working directly with me, if you're a new author, if you have a business that you're getting off the ground, I do mentorship with peeps like me.
Colette, thank you so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure. It was great to be here. You've got a great show. And make sure you send us this link so we can send it out.
I will. It will be difficult to avoid this link. It's going to be everywhere. So thank
you. Everywhere is good. Take over the world. You and me.
Well, That is all the time we have for today. Please visit ColetteBaronReed.com, MasterIntuitiveCoachInstitute.com, and, of course, FogCityPsychic.com to poke around in my little internet world. If you want to win that seat in the Out of the Fog Salon for Saturday, email me, Karen@FogCityPsychic.com. Let me know what you do to stay in the present moment. Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey is going to be interviewing me tonight at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Conscious Particles Radio. Details are on my website. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be Kathleen O'Keefe Canavos. We're going to be talking about the link between stress and cancer, and she'll be sharing her personal journey. Thank you for listening today. Together, we're spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, FogCityPsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.